We're talking about racial fear in this hour, especially white America's fear of African-American men. So as a parent, there are a few key talks you have to have with your kids at some point, like the one about sex and the one about drunk driving. And if you're the parent of an African-American boy, there's the most important one of all, the talk about how to act around cops, how to behave so you don't wind up in jail or face down on the sidewalk. Shortly after the killing of Trayvon Martin, Wisconsin Public Radio producer Cynthia Woodland sat down with Anthony Cooper and his sons, 13-year-old Akeem and 14-year-old Anthony Jr.
So let me ask you, Anthony, do you feel like people look at you like you're a threat?
Not all the time, but like sometimes, you know. I kind of ignore it, but like I don't really show them like I'm getting mad that they doing that or nothing. Mm-hmm. I just get my stuff in there and go.
How about you, Akeem?
Well, like, it's like I'll be walking somewhere with some of my friends or with my brother. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes it'll be a big group of us, probably like five of us. It just seemed like the police, like anytime they drive by, they have all their attention on us for some reason.
And how does that make you feel?
It doesn't really bother me because, like, what they think of me is not the same of what I know I am or what I do.
And how did you come to what you think about yourself?
Well, my dad, he, like, always talk about, like, being a positive young black man, that he doesn't show people that he's have any emotions. Because, like, if you show people that, oh, you're getting mad, then they know your weakness and they know how to get at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think a different way of just putting a spin on it as far as, you know, sometimes if a young black man in particular was to express himself, a lot of times it's looked at more as anger than a young man just trying to say, okay, this is how I'm feeling regardless. Every time when you see me, you think that I have an attitude, automatically, eventually, you either fear me or think that there's a situation with me that may project to you. So I have to kind of show you different, because if I don't show you different, then that's the only thing you're going to know about me, unless we were to sit down and actually have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that we all have in common around the table is that we're all black.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a different reality when you're black.
yeah, definitely.
And so I think about some of the talks that we have to have with our kids, mm-hmm. that people who aren't black don't have to have.
Right.
And so have you ever had to have the talk with your boys about how to interact with the police,
right,
if they were ever to encounter the police?
Yeah, actually, Akeem was walking from the bus stop, and a police officer had pulled up to him and asked him, wanted to know who he was.
Out of the blue.
Right, just out of the blue.
He wasn't doing anything.
Right, wasn't doing anything. He was walking to the Y.
So, Akeem, tell me about what happened.
I was just walking, and then he just stopped me. He was like, he asked me, was I someone else? And then, yeah, he was just like, he just told me to show him my ID and stuff like that.
So he got out of the car and asked for your ID?
Yeah. First, he got out the car, and then he was like, come here.
He called you over to the police car?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you feel afraid, or?
No, not really.
No? You just did what he asked you to do?
Yeah.
Did what your dad... some of the things that your dad has talked to you about in terms of how to relate to the police, did that come to your mind when this police officer asked you to come to the car?
Yeah. It really, like, when he started talking to me,
uh-huh.
that's when it kicked in.
Yeah. Okay. With everything you've been through and even things we've talked about today, do you feel like even though you're there for your sons, they do have to make their own decisions as they go into mm-hmm. life? Do you worry about them?
I worry all the time. I pray for my sons daily because I know stuff can happen.
What would you say, Anthony, to people who, who may be listening, who they don't know your sons? You know, to them, they look like any other young black man that's out there.
If anything, I want people to look at my sons as though they would be looking at their own child. And then also think about some of the things that what they have done and what would good things in their life, and then also look at some of the things that were bad in their life as young people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to look back at that time and look at how people at times may have looked at them.
So being a young black man, then, how do you want people to see you? What do you want people to know about you?
I know they're not going to know everything about me, but, like, I want them to know, like, I'm not, like, I don't know, like, I'm not...
Say how you feel, son.
I don't know, like, I'm not, like, there to do nothing to them, or, yeah.
You're not there to be a threat to anyone. You're not trying to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
And how about you? What do you want people to know about you?
I'm not just black. I'm athletic, and, I like challenges, and I want to, you know, be a billionaire someday.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. Well, I know it's probably a little bit awkward, but I appreciate you coming in because there are people listening out there,
yeah.
And they don't get an opportunity to hear what your dad has to say.
Wisconsin Public Radio's Cynthia Woodland talking with Anthony Cooper and his sons Akeem, age 13, and Anthony Jr., age 14, though they're a bit older by now.